I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane, back with more tales from the hilltop. Available only on WXCY 101.7 FM, on this broadcast I chase little-known facts and forgotten memories about the people and the events that have shaped the history of our town. This episode of Citizen Kane remembers world-famous journalist, international celebrity, and media superstar Lady Drummond Hay, and the time she took a dog to come to Kane. She came to the hilltop on November 12, 1937, at the invitation of the Kane Community Forum, whose mission was combining adventure, exploration, music, drama, world events, and news. The group successfully leveraged the newly expanded high school auditorium with seating for 700 to attract high-profile speakers like Lady Drummond Hay to kick off their 1937-38 season of events. According to Wikipedia, the British-born Grace Drummond became peeress by marriage to Sir Robert Hay, the British Consul General for years in Beirut. Sir Robert was nearly 50 years her senior and passed away after 6 years of marriage, leaving Lady Drummond Hay, a young aristocratic widow, only 31 years old. Known for her beauty and wit, and the intelligence and flair of her writing, she first contributed stories to British papers, such as The Sphere. Lady Drummond Hay gained broad exposure in the U.S. when she wrote for Hearst newspapers in the late 1920s, with a focus on aviation. In 1928, she famously authored a series for the Chicago Herald and Examiner that documented her experience as one of the passengers aboard the LZ-127 Graf airship, which made the first transatlantic flight by a civilian passenger Zeppelin. In August of 1929, she was the only woman aboard the 19 passengers on the same LZ-127 Zeppelin when it became the first airship to circumnavigate the globe. According to Wikipedia, the craft took off at Lakehurst, New Jersey, and returned there 21 days later after stops in Friedrichshafen, Germany, Tokyo, and Los Angeles. According to the Kane Republican, the airship flew within 40 miles of Kane while crossing Pennsylvania in the dead of night on the final leg of its eastbound journey to New Jersey, its twinkling lights being seen by comparatively few persons on the hilltop. Lady Drummond Hay's celebrity burst upon the national scene when she arrived in New York to soak up the spotlight after the historic flight. Her popular stories in her aerial adventures contributed to the allure of aviation and general knowledge of it. Newspaper readers loved the dispatches from her epic journey around the world, securing her career as a journalist for the next decade. According to the Bird column in the Kane Republican, Lady Drummond Hay arrived from Cleveland by bus a full day before her speech and registered at the New Thompson Hotel. It was her first ride of any distance by bus, and it must have been quite irksome for such a swift traveler as the English journalist who was the first woman to travel around the world by air. When asked about her trip from Cleveland, she said only that her seat on the bus gave her a good view of the countryside. Known for her tales of exciting adventures in odd corners of the world, it is not surprising that Lady Drummond Hay would visit an important and unique sidelight in our region. According to the Bird column, seldom has Dr. E. H. McCleary been as flattered as he was when he learned Lady Drummond Hay came to Kane a day earlier than her lecture engagement, just so she could see his celebrated Lobo Wolves. The Republican reported Lady Drummond Hay charmed a group of about 300 persons in the Kane High School auditorium by her pleasing manner and well-modulated voice. When questioned about the safety of lighter-than-air aircraft after the Hindenburg disaster only 5 months ago, Lady Drummond Hay replied that she would ride in a dirigible any time. She emphasized how the danger of repetition of that accident was now mitigated with the use of helium instead of hydrogen. According to the Republican, Lady Drummond Hay warned her audience that a world conflict in the near future is very probable. All the countries are watching carefully the preparedness of others, and a small action under other condition of no consequence could be a spark to set off another world war. She told her audience, "My purpose in speaking was to make the characters we read about every day become real to us. Not supermen, not ogres, but human beings." She told of her first interview with Benito Mussolini and explained, "One of the reasons for his success is his ability to be theatrical. His knowledge of how to act before a mob of persons or before one person." She labeled Mussolini as the most educated, most interested personality in sports, and the best informed on many subjects of any ruler in Europe today. She described Adolf Hitler as a very shy man and very devoted to his country. He takes no active part in any sport. When she questioned him about marriage, he replied, "All of Germany is my bride." Goering, Hitler's right-hand man who pulls all the chestnuts out of a fire for him, is a likable fellow who tries in some ways to imitate Mussolini, she went on to say. According to the Kane Republican, Lady Drummond Hay held her listeners spellbound while she told stories of the fascist Italian leader Marshal Italo Balbo, who is well-versed in aviation, and his parties given in his Arabian Nights Palace in North America are legendary. Known as the Stormy Petrel of Fleet Street, the Republican wrote that she can be found wherever there are riots, wars, or revolutions. She was in Damascus when that city was bombarded by the French in the Syrian Revolution, reported the heavy rioting in Cairo, and was on the streets of Shanghai during the troubles there in 1927. Still later, this intrepid woman went through the Ethiopian War, having been granted special opportunities by her friend, Emperor Haile Selassie, who placed at his disposal his personal airplane and his own pilot to aid in her escape from Addis Ababa when it fell. According to Wikipedia, during World War II, Lady Drummond Hay and her co-workers at Hearst, Carl von Wiegand, were interned in a Chinese camp in the Philippines. She was not in good health in December of 1943 when they were set free and returned to the United States on the Swedish rescue ship, the SS Gripsholm. She died of coronary thrombosis in New York at the Lexington Hotel on February 12, 1946. At her funeral service, many VIPs paid their last respects, including William Randolph Hearst and Marion Davies. After she was cremated, her colleagues and friend von Wiegand brought her ashes to the United Kingdom, the land of her birth. Although hugely popular in the late 1920s and 30s, Lady Drummond Hay has been largely forgotten today. But on that November night back in 1937, our town was grateful she humbly rode a greyhound on her first bus ride to get to the hilltop. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your comments and story ideas to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.